championship runs. Big East team, you know, their best players are all older, kind of seniors. They're really physical. They're going to be a good challenge for us. It's going to be a good game.
For you, your temperature right now, your mindset going into a game like this, now that you've had a year of experience under your belt, how has it changed?
Right now, I'm really excited. You know, the first two games that we had, yeah, we played away in Long Island. The other day, we had you know, a pretty decent crowd. But I think we're all excited to come in, hopefully have a lot more people here, have the blackout, have all our students in here. So it should be a fun game. And to play a really good opponent like Butler, bring him into, you know, our building, it doesn't happen a lot. And so I think a lot of us are really excited right now.
Sorry, I just want to follow on that. Do you reflect back on how you were feeling at this time last year going into your first big game as a freshman?
Yeah, maybe nervous. It's kind of something you hear from all the older players, is how loud this building gets and how many people come here. And yeah, it's hard to visualize it until people are actually sitting in the stands. And so as a freshman, that was, I guess, our first big game was home against Oklahoma State in front of our fans. And that game was a blackout. So this year, you know what to expect to play in front of that. So I think we're all just really excited.
Kevin, after winning so comfortably in the first two games, is it hard to pinpoint like specific areas of improvement coming into this game?
Not too much. I think we're hard on ourselves. We played Wake Forest. That was a really good scrimmage for us. Told us a lot. Stony Brook was a really good team. And last game, you know, we learned a lot. They spread us out. We had to change up our defense a lot. We played a small lineup most of the game. And so we learned from, you know, our mistakes, not only in the games, but in practice too. So I think we're trying to be hard on ourselves, knowing we have better opponents coming up.
Kevin, have you studied any film on Butler yet? And Martin, what does Martin do well? And how do you guys go about dealing with him tomorrow night?
Yeah, I actually watched film on him about an hour ago almost with Coach Mark. Martin, he's versatile. He's a lot like Justin, honestly. He plays the 3 and the 4. He's really good offensively. He's a big, strong body. He kind of reminds me of Jamel Artis from last year, Pittsburgh. Kind of play similarly the same way. He's versatile. He's going to be a matchup problem. But for as, I think, tough as it will be for us to guard him, we got to make him guard us too and possibly get him into foul trouble, stuff like that.
How do you see, you know, going back to last year's blackout game also, how do you see these non-conference early season games against tournament caliber teams prepare you for conference play?
They'll help us a lot, especially being this early in the season. It's something you can learn from. I think every team, as the season goes on, every team could say they've gotten a lot better. So the quicker you test yourselves against a team that probably will look ahead and think they could be in the NCAA tournament anytime, that's always good for you.
Yeah, okay.